BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily, including Charlie Sloth playing Real or No Real, why I have a moody resting face, and Lucy Spraggan plays innuendo bingo with beer.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Recovered yet?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you very much for sticking with me yesterday.
Why?
After the show, I was on my own. I was going to the pub on my own to watch the football, and you came along.
I couldn't stay for the end, but I did want to show my support, and I'm really sad that your team... this is my team now as well. We...
Yeah.
...weren't upgraded yesterday.
Well, thank you.
And what happens now?
Palace go up.
Oh.
And Watford stay in the Championship for next season. We'll give it another go then.
Awkward.
All right?
Yeah, good. Is this going to affect your mood at all today?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. You're over it?
Yeah.
Also today, very exciting news, 1:45, that's very soon, Lucy Spraggan, remember her, off X Factor, is playing innuendo bingo. Now, she looks like the kind of girl that wouldn't mind a soaking at all.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Saying it how it is.
She's just going to be well up for it.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's that time of day on a Tuesday where Chris decides to get changed and make a fuss about it.
Nothing to see.
Right, if you say there's nothing to see, then you're kind of encouraging people to look.
I'll stop a sec.
Have you bought in today?
Bought some spare trousers today. You know my bingo trousers?
Yeah.
Ready for the soaking?
Oh, there they are.
I'm really up for this today. I don't know why. I think it's because it's, like, I had a really good experience with the Saturdays.
Okay,
the
can I just say, I've just seen, you are actually talking to me with your trousers undone.
I'll do them up again.
I just find that a bit uncomfortable.
Right.
So, say again about the Saturdays.
Right, so I had a really good experience with the Saturdays at the weekend.
Yes, if you've not heard about this, it's going to be one of the videos that Dan and Phil bring in this week. Mm. We did play innuendo bingo just outside the Saturdays van. So the Saturdays travel everywhere in a white transit van.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
And we got to play innuendo bingo right next to it because I was playing the clips from the cabin, like next to the driver. I was like, can I borrow your CD player? And I was playing the innuendo bingo clips in the Saturday's van in the front,
yes,
while you were out the side with them, and they were spitting on you a lot.
Yes, I was the bin. So you were leaning out the window, like one arm out the window, leaning out.
Like a trucker.
Another one, yeah. And then play another. Anyway, the video, there's like a 20 or 30 second clip of it on the Radio 1 YouTube at the moment, which is amazing. Now, because of that experience, I just feel proper hyped for today against Lucy Spraggan.
You were wearing a head cam as well, and even the trailer, the little teaser clip that we've put on of the Saturday's bingo, has got something like 45,000 views.
Yeah. People are loving it. So today what I'm suggesting is we really go for it.
Okay. Have you bought spare pants as well?
Well, yeah, and spare pants.
It's actually getting changed now,
because we've got to crack on, haven't we? Okay. But what I'm saying is, if we... are we saying water or are we thinking of spicing
up?
Well,
here's the thing. I would quite like to do something different today because you know Spraggan, Lucy Spraggan.
Yeah.
She's got that song, hasn't she? Beer, Fear.
Yeah,
She did it on X Factor. Why don't we do it with beer?
Right. Yes.
Well, we've done like spaghetti hoops, we've done cream, we've done yogurt, peas, I remember. I just fancy changing it up a bit today.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm up for it if there's a demand for it.
Non-alcoholic beer, obviously.
Okay.
You up for it?
I'm up for it.
She doesn't know about this, but I think she will be fine. Okay, right. So can we get some, we get some cans?
How can we get hold of this?
Let's get some cans.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I'll sort it before 1:45. Hi there, Lucy Spraggan.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. It's good to see you.
It's very good to see you too.
Last time I saw you was a DJ gig in Sheffield that I did.
Oh.
And you turned up.
I know. I walked in there and I was like, I'm going to keep it on the DL. Had 3 Desperados, then I was on the stage with you.
That's how you roll.
Yeah, just did get on stage. We had a good night though. So, since I saw you, obviously you've been touring and everything. How was that?
Oh, it's so amazing. It's been literally the best few months of my life.
Has it?
Yeah. It's just been, when I come home, I just like curl up on the sofa and cry when I'm on my own. And that's not true. I don't actually do that.
Right. Okay.
Don't tell anyone.
No. How do you find touring? Because I talk to a lot of pop stars about this. I'm not sure I could do it. I'd want to be at home too much.
I really love it. You get to meet new people every day and...
Don't you, eat crap, though, and just get no sleep?
Well, I've been trying to be gluten-free on tour. But actually, that's just Pom Bears and gluten-free pizza. So, Yes,
it's my favourite sandwich. That isn't it?
It is of all time.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a pommes beurre sandwich?
No.
Try it.
Oh my god!
It's
oh my
god. Gluten free bread.
It'll blow your mind.
But it's basically if you're having a lazy day and you can't do a chip sandwich, like a chip butty, that's the option.
Yeah.
Really good.
I like that.
So, and can you just announce some more dates as well?
Yes, there's a new tour in October and November. And it's places where I never thought I'd be able to play. And I'm just so excited. I can't wait.
You're having the time of your life.
I am. I can't stop, being really
You're
excited.
You're generally buzzing, aren't you?
I know.
Is it everything that you thought it would be? Are you doing absolutely everything you wanted to do as an artist?
I'm just doing more than I ever thought I would be doing. And, I think about it every day. And I'm just really thankful about it, which sounds really cheesy. Sorry about that.
Tell you what, you've got so many fans on Twitter and Facebook. When I said that you were coming on yesterday, there's so many people getting in touch. So, tell her I love her.
Oh, I love them too. They're my favourite.
Have you got a name for your fans?
Sprag fam?
They call themselves Sprags. And some of them are like, yeah, Sprag fam.
I would have thought it'd be like, there's a play on spaghetti bolognese that could be done, but I can't think.
At school,
Sprag bowl?
Yeah, they call me Sprag bowl at school.
Really?
Sprag bowl. Yeah, Sprag bowl.
I like Sprag bowls.
Yeah, the Sprag bowls.
But they've already named themselves, yeah. So it's too late. Now, are you aware of Innuendo Bingo?
I am.
Have you seen any videos?
I have indeed. I also play this to the radio with my tour manager when
do
we're
you?
Driving. Well, he is driving, so he doesn't do it, so I just put the water in my mouth and spit at him while he's driving.
That's amazing.
When you play along to the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. God, all your dreams are coming true. Now you're on Innuendo Bingo.
Who am I?
Right, we're going to play your new song, Lighthouse. And then, I thought we'd do, if it's all right with you, we'd do bingo with non-alcoholic beer today. But then does it have to be gluten-free as well?
No, that's fine. I'll take a break today. I'm
is
not on tour.
Right? Oh, yeah, true. Okay. All right, so we've got some cans. I think this is a nice new twist.
This
on
is incredible. I can't believe we've managed to get hold of this stuff.
I love
so
how
quickly.
It's non-alcoholic as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're playing beer bingo with Spraggan after Lighthouse.
I believe in you. You believe in me. You're the lighthouse in the storm. I believe it's true. I can follow you back to where the streets are paved with stone.
Happened. Your song's just been on Radio 1, Lucy Spraggan.
I know. Oh, my God.
Why are you so scared?
I just am.
This is amazing to see.
I know. I really like it when a new artist or someone that's never had their song played on Radio 1 before comes in, because it's genuine nerves and excitement as well. As you came in today, you were like, oh, I'm so nervous.
I know.
Was that about bingo or having your song played?
It's definitely about the bingo.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's about the song. I'm scared. But I'm happy.
You don't need to be scared, though. It's out there now. It's on.
On the radio.
It's on.
That was Lighthouse by Lucy Spraggan. And now we're going to play Innuendo Bingo, but with beer from a can. I'm enjoying this new twist.
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Does it feel slightly wrong to be drinking out of a beer can at this time?
No.
Do you want to take a cup as well?
Yeah, I'll do both.
Or are you drinking from the bottle? A can even.
I'll do it like this.
Yeah.
We've turned on the cameras so you can watch this now on the Radio 1 website. On your PC, on your tablet, on your mobile phone. There's no excuse not to watch. And watching makes it even better. Believe. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Watch it on your phone now. It's Innuendo Bingo. With Lucy Spraggan. Okay. Take some beer, please.
Right, beer me. This is weird.
It's really weird, straight from the can. Right, fill your cheeks. You've done this before on your tour bus, Spraggan. You know what you're doing. Okay. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Over to BBC Radio 4. And some rather personal revelations here about the Home Secretary.
Lord Howard, what do you make of this? Do you think that Nick Clegg needs to perhaps rethink his decision to block this legislation?
No,
yes, I do. The Home Secretary has made it clear that she wants it.
Right, Spraggan.
Don't hold back. That's what I like.
This is wrong.
The Home Secretary has made it clear that she wants it.
Okay. Straight in the face.
You all right?
I'm okay.
Here we go.
Okay. Let's get fully involved today. I'm well up for it. Oh, God. It's Phil Spencer's secret agent again. Thank you to Kitty for spotting this one and Tor in Stoke. Phil's had a very busy week, as you're about to hear.
This week, I've had my hands on two different semis.
Use that!
Why did these sharpen take a breath?
Just hit me hard.
I was just dribbling.
Yeah, you're dribbling.
I dribbled. I really dribbled on national streaming.
It's fine.
I dribbled.
VP in Cornwall's watching. So is Chris and Kent, who loves your song, by the way.
Hello.
And Emily... Emily from Grimsby, loving it on her lunch break. Get online if you're not already. Okay, more water. No, sorry, more beer, please.
Beer me.
Beer me.
I accidentally drank a bit before.
That's all right. Over to Adele Roberts now on BBC Radio 1 Extra. And she's just found out about some brilliant showbiz gossip.
I love that. Well done, Twin. Straight in there, just asking about Calvin Harris. Was there supposed to be necking? Apparently, he took her up the shard.
Sorry, I missed.
Apparently he took her up the shard.
That's right. Unexpected.
Sorry,
there from Spraggan.
I'm sorry.
Right.
This is really, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Were you not expecting it to be this torrential?
I don't know.
Is it different to when you play it?
I feel quite bad because when I spit at my tour manager.
No, don't now feel bad. That's the game.
I know. Oh, no, there's makeup.
Yeah, there is.
There's so much makeup. It's in my eyes.
When we had Rylan on, his makeup didn't move. It was like he was wax.
I saw him this weekend and he saw my makeup bag, and because it was a little bit bigger than last time, he said, "Oh, you're a grown-up girl now." Like I've moved on to, like, pull-up Pampers. Horrible boy.
I'd like to see his makeup bag. I bet it's humongous.
It's a suitcase.
Okay. Thank you to Victoria for that one, the Adele one there. And now over to Five Live. Don't hold back. More beer, please. A classic here from Five Live's football commentary. It's QPR v Norwich.
That was a much better ball from Trapp. On the right-hand side, it allowed him to curl the ball away from the goalkeeper. Christopher Samba hung like a basketball player.
Like a basketball I did it on myself.
Yeah.
Christopher Samba hung like a basketball player.
Get him, not yourself.
It's me. I'm melting.
Oh. Does get wet.
Is this quite cheap?
It is.
This one that we got. It doesn't taste right.
The beer?
Yeah.
It tastes a bit there.
It's not the best.
Where's it from?
I don't know, can we?
I don't think it's the main brand.
Right.
Hannah from Newcastle is loving this. Watching live for the first time. Chris looks hot today, says Elizabeth in Kent.
OMG.
Thank you.
And we've got Dan and Mike chilling in South Wales, watching it on their mobile phone. You can do that too. Do it now. Over to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. More beer, please. And Matt Fincham may be the latest person to be caught doing something they shouldn't on a mobile phone camera.
I was surprised, actually, that we were all so punctual this morning.
Well, I was going to produce from my hotel bed this morning on FaceTime.
Sorry, I think it's just knowing him.
Yeah.
No.
Wasted.
Wasted.
Okay. Oh. No, you didn't.
No.
It's fine. You can swallow that one.
You're fine.
Get some fresh beer.
Oh, it's not.
Is it horrible?
Yeah.
Richard emailed that one into scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you've got any bingo for us, that's the address you need. James emailed this next one in. Beer, please. Okay, over to ITV's Saturday Farm. You know Dick Sawbridge?
Was that it?
No.
No, that
was... Dick, sorry, who?
Dick Sawbridge.
I don't know. Yeah. No, do you?
He's on Saturday Farm.
Right. Oh, what?
Saturday Farm.
Is this a TV show?
Yes.
It's a Saturday Farm.
It's on ITV.
What is it?
You mean Saturday Kitchen?
I think it's Saturday Farm. Anyway, beer, please.
I can't wait.
It's good. You know Dick Sorbo.
Right.
Beer, please. Come on. Spraggan! You did it on yourself again.
Can we call Dick Sawbridge?
Right. Saturday Farb.
I can't drink any more of this.
Right, let's get this done.
I could need some more.
Sorry. More beer, please.
I'm gone.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Cheers. Oh, excuse me.
Right, we will get through this one, I promise. You know Dick Sawbridge?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's very easily distracted in the kitchen.
You have to have dry potatoes for roasting. But before I can pop them in the oven, I need to whip my beef out.
Thanks, Dick.
Saturday Farm.
I need to whip my beef out.
It all happens on there. Okay. More beer, please. Wow, it's much better when you watch, says Sarah off of Lansing, watching for the first time. Molly says, took a break from revision to watch this.
Has anyone texted about the makeup that is no longer existent anymore?
No, don't draw attention to it.
Okay.
Eamon Holmes next. And he doesn't seem to have realised that the adverts have actually finished here on this clip from this morning.
Oh, I do. I squirt all the time. I have all the...
What was he thinking? When that music comes on, you're back.
Oh. I squirt all the time. I've got all the... Oh, no, I do.
What's happening? Are you ringing yourself out?
It's my eyes.
Is that when Dick Sawbridge was on?
No. Different time. That was spotted by Marcus in Leamington Spa. Thanks, Marcus.
I thought you were going to say that was spotted by Dick.
Over to Test Match Special now. And another one of those moments when you wonder if Jonathan Agnew and his guest knew that the microphones were on.
After all, they're all red.
That, would you?
Oh, yes, and you'd feel the bits again. How it feels in the
hand. Does it feel a little smaller?
Oh. And some balls do. They do feel different in the hand, actually.
Spraggan lost it early there, didn't you?
What's that from?
Test Match Special.
Test Match?
Cricket.
It's cricket.
Oh, okay.
Test Match?
Yeah. Test Match?
Okay, it's over to Come Dine With Me now, a classic here.
You ready?
Beer, please.
Sorry. Yep. I think I might need a little bit more. I'm all parted out. Oh, thanks.
Got you another can.
So nice. So nice.
Why are we doing this?
It's brilliant. I'm really enjoying the beer episode. Okay. Come dine with me here, and something you've definitely never seen on TV before.
Oh, God, a bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage.
Oh, flying out.
I forgot about that one.
You smart.
Sorry. Stuff is rank.
It's really bad.
Oh, God, a bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage.
Could be worse.
Well, did she cook... Did she make something with the cabbage after?
I think so.
Right.
Dirty girl.
I know. And finally...
Ready?
Beer, please. News of some experimenting scientists here on this BBC snooker coverage.
Our friends on the BBC show Plastics How It Works have explained the story in loving detail, recreating that initial solution and dipping their balls in it.
Very successful innuendo bingo. Thank you, Lucy Spraggan.
Thanks very much.
For being a good sport with the non-alcoholic beer. Mmm, tastes so good. And good luck with your song, my love.
Thank you very much.
See you soon.
Bye.
That was bingo. Thank you very much if you enjoyed it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so got some exciting news. We've got Demi Lovato in tomorrow at 1:30.
You're so excited, aren't you?
And then on Thursday, we have the next person we're going to play in live on this show, and that'll be at 2:30 on Thursday afternoon. The video for this song has had 10 million views in 3 days. She's on Britain's Got Talent tonight. I'm talking about Jennifer Lopez.
Yes to this.
Actually happening.
This is amazing.
I know. Thursday at 2:30 on this show, J-Lo is on live.
I'm so going for a forehead kiss. Is this allowed?
I think so. I think playing bingo is not on with
no,
that. I mean, no. She's coming in after bingo anyway on Thursday. I mean, we could ask, but I think it'd be a definite no.
No.
Hey, have you heard a new song?
I haven't yet, no.
Wow. It's got absolutely everything going on all at once.
Is this the one with Pitbull?
It's the one that with Pitbull that starts with a champagne cork going off.
Right.
And then okay, you know good. It's just going to be pop mayhem for the next 3.5 minutes. You ready?
Ready.
This is Live It Up. Yes.
Mr. Worldwide. Red One. And the beautiful Jennifer Lopez. Dale. We don't believe in defeat. That's why we're back for a three-peat. Hi, Jenny, mira que tan loco. Yo me loco, como pastelito coco. I get stupid on a beat, see, whoa, whoa. I got mames, mames by the boatload. Yo tengo la canilla, el mojo. I'm saying dale, she's screaming YOLO. She's Little Red Riding Hood, and guess who's el lobo? Me la como. Whose name is globally known? Whose name's on a check in the ad in the O? Whose name's on a blimp with the world is yours? Whose name's on schools? Slam for soul.
Can give you a bit of a headache, I find, because there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on in that, isn't there?
They've literally just thrown everything at it. And Pitbull on top form there, I think.
Yes.
Jenny from the Block, let's rock.
Some of the lyrics.
Let's not analyse the lyrics of Jennifer Lopez.
Fair enough. I'm just saying, maybe it's worth us going through them at some point because...
Maybe while she's here on Thursday.
Okay.
Or do you think that'd be too awkward?
Take her through it.
Jennifer, let's just go through some of your lyrics.
What's she like? Have you met her?
She's lovely, yeah.
Okay.
She's been on the show before.
I'm very excited.
So that's 2:30 on Thursday. Actual Jennifer Lopez is going to be here. It's even got whistles in that track. When was the last time you heard a whistle in a pop song? A proper disco whistle. Love it.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Sebastian Ingrosso and Tommy Trash with Reload. One third of Swedish House Mafia. Sounds kind of similar. Have they split up just so they can get all, like, the monies three way instead of all at once?
No, they've split up so that on the next series of The Big Reunion, they can be on alongside All Saints and
oh, wow, and Blue.
That's what I'm thinking.
Next series, you reckon, ITV2?
Yeah. That would be great, wouldn't it, if they had all these performers, so it's like the equivalent of 911 and all these people that, you know, used to be big.
Atomic Kitten.
Yeah, Atomic Kitten.
And then
they
Swedish House Mafia.
We decided to come back.
Well, you've only been split up a year. Yeah, I know, but We just miss it, don't we? That was Reload. It's my big thing this week. Do you know what? I've got so many messages recently from people that have seen me, like... People that say, oh, I saw you on the train yesterday, or I saw you at the airport, or I saw you at a big weekend. Got quite a few of those. They haven't said hello. They've just seen me.
Yeah.
And all the messages are like, cheer up, or smile, or what's wrong with you? Look at the face on it. And I think I've now realised why. My screensaver face, you know, that when there's not much going on and I'm not really thinking about anything, I'm just kind of being. My resting face is quite moody.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Like, I'm absolutely happy, I'm fine. But when resting, my face just looks fed up.
It's an interesting
one. I kind of want
one.
A new one.
I think when people approach you, you are a nice guy.
Really nice.
I mean, you're
I'd
always
like to
happy
think
to
so.
Have a photo
yeah.
whenever it is, if you're having a meal or anything like that.
But have you noticed my screensaver face is quite moody?
But you do. I think when you're watched from afar.
Yeah, I look really fed up, and I'm not at all.
So what are you doing, apologising for your face? Or
I am a bit, yes. I'd like to apologise for my face. It's just that when I'm not really thinking about anything, I think it does look quite kind of pouty and moody.
Okay.
And I don't mean to be like that at all.
Can you change this?
I don't know whether you can. I reckon a lot of our listeners will have this as well, where they just, when they're resting, they just look a bit like...
I'm sure my mum used to say that it's when the wind changes...
As or what, your face will stay like
your
that.
Your face will stay... But that's what you need to do, really. Maybe we put you outside with it, you know, and smile.
Scientifically, I don't think that's ever happened.
No, I never...
I think it's one of those things that parents say. I don't think that anyone's face has changed because of wind.
No.
But how do you get a new one?
This is it. And also, how do you learn what your screensaver face is? Because
obviously, I know how to get a new one. You just go to LA and have it. But like, I don't want a new face.
Yeah. But my screensaver face, I'm not aware of what it is because I only ever go into screensaver mode when I'm not thinking. If I'm thinking about it, I'm not in screensaver mode, am I?
What's your one then?
I don't know. I mean, what I need to do is one of you guys here need to take a photo of me when I'm not, when you see me in screensaver mode.
Yeah.
Because I'll never be able to do a selfie of that, will I?
Yeah. See, Amy's been on Twitter. I've got the same problem. Some people think I'm grumpy all the time. I'm not at all. Hashtag sorry for my face.
I'm sorry for my face, actually, because I can never smile in photo, and I'm having a lovely time.
Yeah.
And Pete, it's a good point. I really am sorry for my face.
Joe McWilliams says, yes, I also have a moody resting face. Please help me find a new one. Hashtag resting face. Discuss this at work. I had an ex whose resting face was a smile, and I could never tell.
Mm.
Well, loads of people have got moody resting face.
Mm. It goes the other way, though. Smiley people who are actually very moody when you meet them.
Yes. What, so they've got smiley resting face?
It's a bit like red in the morning, red at night. It's smiley face, moody. What? No, this is never going to work.
Red in the morning, red at night.
Something, one of those
Shepherd's
rhymes.
Moody face.
Yes.
What? You've got that wrong.
Done.
So that's quite disconcerting because they're smiley. So you think, yes, I can approach them. Then when you get to them, they're all sorts of moody.
Yeah, buckaroo.
I'd rather have moody resting face and be nice. So many people have been on about this. Katie says, my resting face is a sad face. People are always telling me to cheer up. I'm perfectly fine. I have moody resting face. That's good. I think that's a good hashtag. Hashtag moody resting face. I have changed my face by forcing myself to smile at everyone I see. Now I smile automatically, says Tom from Gosport. But this causes other problems. I don't think when I'm resting, I'm going to be able to just smile all the time. That's going to be hard. Isabel in West Sussex, moody resting face. And also Kim from Doncaster says, now that you've just mentioned it, I'm really conscious of it and have just realised that I've been pouting for the last hour, concentrating, doing my IT work. So no, but that's concentration face. That's not resting face. You're getting it mixed up.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Dan and Phil are here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi again.
Hi.
This is happening every day this week.
It is. We're going to be slightly more awake than we were the previous day each day as well.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Can't wait for Friday. It's going
to
be good.
You might have recovered.
I've stopped aching everywhere, except maybe my knees and my bum.
Wow. Yeah. I just saw a tweet from Jamila Jamil saying that her bum hurts.
Oh, good. Maybe it's something curry. I don't know.
I don't know what happened. No, she just said the muscles hurt. I think it's all that walking she did.
Yeah, it's all the walking.
In that panda outfit.
Yeah, and the stilettos.
Yeah. I know. Sensible footwear for a festival. if you want to see us, you can now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Hello, we're all on the internet.
I was just fiddling with my headphones. Because they're wet from the Lucy Spraggan incident.
Oh, yes. She was good today on Bingo.
She was very good.
Okay, so at the big weekend, you set Chris some awkward interview challenges.
Yes, basically what we were thinking is, in the wake of the Mila Kunis incident, we obviously demonstrated that Chris is very good in awkward situations. So what we thought we'd do is to put him to the test and improve his presenting skills by making the most awkward situations possible with a range of artists.
So we set him a challenge each day.
Okay, so I understand that these are going to get more cringe as the week goes on.
They are. The first one was pretty cringe, though. It was with Connor Maynard. And we challenged Chris to meow as many times as he could during the interview without getting rumbled.
Right. So Connor's not allowed to notice. That's the
thing. That's the rule. And also, the other thing with this interview was that I was told it was Connor Maynard again. Like, why has it always got to be so last minute with me? But I then have to kind of find some questions. That alone is a bit of a challenge, to sort of do an interview out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And the whole time be thinking, how on earth am I going to fit in these meows?
Well, the thing is with, obviously I've done this for a while now.
Yeah.
With festivals, you've just got to go, so you're looking forward to your performance if they've not been on yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And afterwards, so how was your performance?
Basically.
Right. It's quite standard.
Yeah, okay.
But obviously you've not done that before.
No.
So that's an added pressure there.
And the meowing.
Yeah. Have you slipped in meows before,
Scott? I haven't. No. I remember at Hackney, Chris Moyles was telling me, no, it was, I don't think it was Hackney, it was Carlisle. Chris Moyles was in my ear telling me things to say to Flo Rida. That was quite fun.
So you've been there.
Yeah. See, I kind of have been there. Okay, so can we hear this then? You can watch this also on the website now if you're a big fan of Conor Maynard. You want to see him being meowed at. And that's the website to watch right now. Okay, so how did it start?
You're right, sorry, I'm Chris.
Well, good. Conor, nice to meet you. I watched your interview with Mila Kunis.
Oh, here we go again.
He's a fanboy.
It's the first thing that anyone says.
It's weird, isn't it?
Okay, so
I watched your interview with Mila Kunis.
Oh, really?
It was incredible.
Did you enjoy it?
I love that. I kind of fell in love with her after that, and a bit with you as well.
Really?
Yeah.
By, like, default?
Yeah, because you're the only other person in the room.
Yeah, right. Well, no, I love that.
It was great.
I love
really
that you loved the interview.
No,
meow.
It was really cool.
Yes, it's the first one.
What a cheeky meow.
It was smooth, that
wow,
one.
Wow, where did that come from?
Let's see that again.
Yeah, right. Well, no, I love
no,
that.
It was great.
I love
really
that you loved the interview.
No,
meow.
It was really cool.
Yes, very good, Chris.
You see, I had to get one in really early because I was aware that I didn't want this interview to go on and on and on.
I love that you love the interview, meow.
Yeah, this is so brave.
That was a very cheeky
right
one.
In there.
Yeah. Really good. Okay, let's continue the interview with Conor Maynard.
So we're here with Conor. Are we ready? We're rolling, yeah?
We're rolling, darling. Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Are we rolling?
Shut up.
Conor Maynard, meow. Welcome.
That's quite soon to be doing another one.
That wasn't very subtle,
I know,
that one.
I know.
Conor Maynard, meow.
Eager Beaver?
I'm gonna hear that again.
So we're here with Conor. Are we ready?
We're rolling, yeah?
Conor Maynard, meow.
Yes. But did he notice? Let's hear the rest.
Welcome to Derry.
Thank you very much.
No, didn't even notice.
Ooh, a bit of a concerned face.
Maybe thought it was like a wow.
Good to be here.
Yes, great.
Are you excited about performing?
Very, very excited. It's gonna be a blast.
Yeah. I went out the front a little bit earlier and everyone I spoke to were really looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah,
seems to be like you and Biffy seem to be the main two people. And,
no, that's exciting. Good.
Well, not even two people because Biffy isn't a person; it's a band, isn't it? Yeah.
I love your interviewing skills.
It's really good.
Watching you not cracking up.
So hard. Yeah. Who are you excited about seeing?
I'm excited about seeing Labyrinth.
Yeah,
definitely. Labyrinth's gonna do amazingly. I'm a big fan of Kendrick Lamar as well.
Yeah,
good to see Kendrick. So yeah. The Saturdays, they're on right now.
I know, we're missing
it. Oh, can we see them from... No.
No, you see, it's all blocked out the view from there.
Oh.
Scott Mills is introducing you on stage a bit later on.
Amazing.
And he'd like to know what he should do to introduce you. Should he just step out and say meow, or should he...
Oh, oh no!
There we go, meow.
That's a dodgy one.
Oh, he's
that's
got noses,
that's
man.
Hold maximum risk, I think.
Ooh.
Okay, let's just go spin it back a little bit.
He's introducing you on stage a bit later on.
Amazing.
And he'd like to know what he should do to introduce you. Should he just step out and say meow, or should he just...
What is this meow thing? What is this whole meow thing?
No, I
heard you say at the beginning as well.
Rubbish. Tourette's kind of thing. But should he step out and just be... What should he say? What would you? How would you like to be introduced?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that was gutting. At that point, I realised... Because the challenge wasn't just say it three times. It was say it three times and don't get noticed. So at that point...
Getting rumbled.
Yeah, at that point, I realised this challenge had been lost on the third attempt.
A valiant effort, though, I think.
It was valiant.
So close. Immense bravery.
Especially when you started it with Conor Maynard, meow.
Yeah. Straight in there.
Yeah. I honestly thought you'd get away with it and you'd just think you were totally insane.
Yeah. It's frustrating. What I later heard, though, was that he stepped out on stage, apparently later on during his performance, and said meow.
Did he?
Like during his...
Yes, Conor.
Honourable mention for that.
Yeah, it's a sort of throw to it.
Okay, that was quite uncomfortable, but what about the rest of the week? What have you got?
Oh, should we reveal the challenges now or just the artists now?
We've got...
Artists, I
think. Yeah, we've got the Vaccines.
You know, a serious indie band.
That's very serious.
Very seriously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Ollie Murs.
Who is a nice guy, up for a laugh, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's a good guest, isn't he, interviewing?
And also something very interesting with Wretch 3-2.
Oh, I've heard about this one.
Yeah.
Oh, down with the grime.
So yeah. Look forward to that.
Is the Wretch 3-2 one tomorrow? Is that...
Could be tomorrow.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Look forward to it. It's immense, seriously. It was dangerous. The people that were representing Wretch almost wanted to attack us for making the situation happen.
Was this the one where you two had to leave because it was so
awful? Yeah, I had to leave. It was hurting me inside.
We couldn't even watch.
Do you know what? There was a number of people there at the time, and when they were obviously on it because they knew what I was trying to do, and when they saw it happen, they left because they couldn't just laugh.
I would have also had to leave. I can't deal with things like that. I just have to go la 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 and put my fingers in my ears or just run.
That'll be coming tomorrow.
Okay. Yep. So the video is on on YouTube now.
Yeah, the Conor Maynard one is with added cat effects.
Oh, excellent. Really?
Yes.
I love that.
And anyone who's driving, it's now there forever, right now.
Yeah.
It must also be said that after the three meows and he discovered me, I actually still pursued the interview.
You
and
did.
Covered a number of topics, which
it goes on for another 2 minutes.
If you think that sounded cringe, wait to the other 2 minutes online.
Oh no, what did you ask? Right, okay.
There's a number of issues that I don't think we can discuss.
Go and have a look on the Radio 1 YouTube now if you love Conor Maynard and you want to see that full interview. Dan and Phil, we'll see you same time tomorrow with another cringe video.
Yes, sorry, Chris.
It's all good.
I'm enjoying it.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw.
This morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, we were joined by two mega pop stars, ASAP Rocky.
What do you love then about the UK? Why is it you want to move here?
The women are beautiful.
Do you reckon?
Oh my God.
Have you met anyone that you're like, I love her?
Yeah, I did, but I don't know their name.
And Jessie J.
If I go hard, let me tell you that it's worth it.
Tomorrow, we're joined by two mega stars of the internet. Dan and Phil will be stepping up to play Call or Delete. We will see you tomorrow morning from 6:30.
The Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw. Back tomorrow from 6:30.
Hi, Mia from Basingstoke, who says, me and my mates just got back from France yesterday, and while we were there, we played innuendo bingo using the podcast. Got absolutely drenched, but it made the holiday even more amazing. Innuendo bingo is now making people's holidays.
I like this. It's a good holiday game. It's the new Patonk.
It is. The new Patonk. Mia says, thank you so much for coming up with that game. I tell you what, Lucy Spraggan on Bingo got fully involved today.
Mm.
We played it with beer, because, you know, it's Lucy Spraggan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Beer fear. The Sprag fan were happy?
Yeah.
What are they called? Sprag balls?
The Spraghettis.
That's not what her fans are called. The Spraghettis. The Sprags.
Sprags. Sprag balls.
Sprag fam. Anyway, we're working on a video, if you missed it, of Lucy Spraggan playing Bingo earlier. Keep checking the Radio 1 YouTube. If you subscribe, then you'll get all the good stuff, Radio 1 videos, all the time. You won't even need to do another thing. So all the innuendo bingos, all the other great stuff you can watch from Radio 1, hit subscribe on the Radio 1 YouTube, and you won't have to do anything ever again. It'll just magically appear.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're going to do some Fish Pie Sues. Who is Fish Pie Sue later in the week? So get your phone out now, if you don't mind. Have a look through the contacts and see if you've got anyone where you're like, who's that?
Have you seen that Fish Pie Sue has been added to a popular dictionary online?
Oh, the dictionary that might be a bit urban.
Yeah. And they've put a full description and everything. It's become a thing.
That's brilliant.
It's now a thing. Those names in your phone that you just don't remember why they're in there.
We're in the dictionary.
Well, we're on a form of dictionary.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if you remember last week, but Steve-O got in touch and he wanted to know why he had someone called Rohan Scorpion Jack in his phone. So we got Steve-O to give Rohan a ring.
Hello, is that Rohan? Speaking. Hello, mate. Steve-O, how's it going? It's Steve-O. Steve-O. Is this Rohan, aye? It is indeed, aye. How's it going, man? You all right? What's dead on, what's happening with you? Not much, mate. How you keeping? It's been a while. Dead on. When was the last time we spoke?
Oh, that awkward thing where you have to get the conversation started when you don't know who they are. And it kind of carried on like that until Steve-O couldn't go any further.
Dude, I'm trying to put a face to this voice, so you know, like, at the minute. what it is. Phone book, and I have no clue who you are. That's why I'll give you a ring. You have my number and you don't know who I am? Yeah, well, I've got your name, but I've got it saved under Scorpion Jack. I don't know who that is. Okay, Scorpion Jack's a band I play in. Okay, is it Steve O? Do you play guitar?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I'd love to, though. you must have been out of a gig with us one night or something. Like, could have been. I don't have no recollection of it. You drinking around Belfast, City Centre, sort of?
I do, yeah.
Well, I'm guessing it was a drunken night in Laverys, now. That's what I'm guessing.
Yep, I'm thinking there's a pint of Guinness involved himself.
Yeah, certainly.
Success! And then we jumped in. Steve-O's had your number, Rohan, for ages now, and he's been thinking, who is that?
It sounds like you two are really getting on. Are you two going to meet up again? Perhaps go to another Scorpion Jack gig?
Well, if I save this number and we're getting on this well now, I don't see why not.
I love this.
This is a beautiful thing.
I love this. We've got new friends. We brought them together.
Mm.
I've just found it on that dictionary. Fish Pie Sue, a contact in your phone that you have no memory about. Maybe someone you met on a night out and had a memorable feature about them that, at the time, you thought would trigger your memory the following morning. Example, John. Hey, who's this contact in your phone? Sexy Sally from the bar. Chris. Oh, that's a Fish Pie Sue. I have no idea who
exactly,
it is.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Okay, if you've got any Fish Pie Sues in your phone, have a look for me and text me now, 81199. Just a warning, when you get in touch with us, eventually we will be getting you to call them back. But it'll solve the mystery, okay? So have a look. If you've got any weird numbers and they're saved as a strange name, but you don't know who it is, text me now with what the name is, 81199. We might give you a call later this week.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Sloss here.
Ow! Ow!
Big man tick!
You all right?
Yeah. It's starting to sound like I'm saying big mountain now rather than...
Big mountain.
Big mountain. It's big mountain.
Do you know what? It was really nice to spend a bit of quality time with you at Radio 1's Fat Week... Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Oh, no. There we go again, being fattest.
It was really, really was nice.
It was good, wasn't it? We was the last one standing, Scott.
Yeah, Friday night. We had a little bond in the bar.
Yeah. Right.
And how was Big Weekend for you?
It was good. It was amazing, actually.
So good, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably one of the best festivals I've ever been to.
Yeah. Radio 1 know how to do festivals?
They do.
Radio 1 know how to do live events? They've got it.
They've got it.
Okay, are you ready to play Real or No Real?
I can't wait.
What's that?
Again?
I can't wait.
Here we go.
In the early 20th century, raspberries were so expensive that fake raspberry jam was made with rhubarb, turnips, and tiny pieces of wood which were individually hand-painted black by women in factories.
Wow.
Why would you need the wood?
Because they're little pit bits you get, little seeds.
Really?
Yeah, the
little,
your teeth.
Little raspberry seeds were bits of wood.
This is ridiculous, isn't it?
But surely, wouldn't it cost more to have the women painting wood than it would to just get some real raspberries?
Yeah. If that's too expensive, surely having a factory full of people painting wood, you know, and mixing it up with all these other things is as expensive, if not more.
And it's a health hazard as well. Eating wood can't be good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It can't be good.
Probably if it's little bits, though, it won't hurt you.
Really?
Don't try that at home.
No, but do you know what? If I bought some blackberries and there was some wood, and so you take them back, raspberries then, you take them back. Mm. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't stand for that. That's not
they're
a business.
They're hand-painted fake raspberry pits.
No,
imagine having some jam on toast and getting a splinter in your lip.
Yeah.
Oh, ow.
That's not happening. No real.
Yeah, no real.
That one is real.
No way!
Yes,
no
it is.
No way!
Actually happened.
Oh my gosh. That's scary.
And is this real or no real?
For the 2014 Formula One season, organisers have decided to update the music used as the winner steps onto the podium and will now play Don't Stop the Party by Pitbull and TJR.
Well, they had to update it at some point.
What sport was it again? Sorry, was it Formula One?
Are you awake today?
Yeah, no, sorry, I just missed it.
The F1, yeah.
Right, okay.
So this is the music at the moment when the champagne's going everywhere and they're popping the bub in the club, not in the club, but in the F1.
Tune. Big man rhythm.
So this is what happens. Champagne going everywhere. So it's changing from that to this. Don't stop the party. Mr. 305, Mr. Okay. Worldwide. That's going to happen now.
It's not the worst shout in the world. You know what I mean?
But is it real or no real?
I don't think this is going to be real. It's a traditional thing that's a big decision to change it. And to Pitbull, risky. No real.
Yeah, no real. No real.
That one is no real.
Nah, God for that.
Imagine that.
Next.
Nick Grimshaw was spotted coming down to breakfast on the Sunday of Radio 1's Big Weekend 2013 wearing a pair of Crocs.
Oh my god.
I heard about this.
Really hope this is true.
There you go.
I heard about this.
No.
I heard he was wearing Speedos.
No.
Crocs.
No.
And a dressing gown, and he had the dressing gown open.
So he was wearing Speedos in bed?
He might have been for a swim.
Did he wear Speedos in bed?
He might have been for a swim.
Oh, yeah, there was a pool in the little indoor
pool. Did you go for a swim?
No, I didn't have a chance. I was in the bar with you too much.
Yeah, but I'm surprised you didn't end up in the swimming pool.
Yeah, we could have ended up in the swimming pool that night.
It wasn't that kind of night.
Late night dip? To the jacuzzi?
You've probably got a jacuzzi, haven't you?
A hot tub.
Have you?
Yeah.
I knew you would have.
Yeah.
And your 102-inch TV.
Yeah, I've got a hot tub.
Is it angled so that you can watch Jeremy Kyle on the 102-inch TV while in the hot tub?
It's outdoors.
Yeah, but you could make it so that you can see the TV.
I've got it in like a corner, so there's no like eyes on the hot tub, so you can have guests in there. And
is it?
Yeah. Who's been in there?
And you're not overlooked?
No one interesting.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I thought you used to go out with Rihanna, you told me.
Yeah, she didn't like it. She said that they're unhygienic.
We're waiting for an invitation to your house.
I invited you.
I know. On the weekend. I'm coming.
Yeah, we can have dinner.
Yeah.
When the weather gets a bit better, we'll have a nice barbecue.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely up for it.
Go swimming.
Do we have to do the hot tub?
No, I think we should.
100% we should.
We should get in a hot tub.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Anyway, was Nick Grimshaw spotted coming down to breakfast at Radio 1's big weekend in a croc?
What are you saying?
This is real.
I'm saying that this big weekend is going to provide a whole load of real or no reels, and I think this is real.
I can't see it. He's too fashiony to wear a croc.
Fashionista.
Real.
Real.
That's real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Well, that killed my story then.
Rubbish.
And next.
In 1987, the famous Hollywood sign had one L removed to turn it into Hollywood for the visit of Pope John Paul II.
That's a good one.
Mm.
That reminds me of when I was in Australia, and for the first time, Oprah Winfrey was visiting, which they do in Australia. They do regard her as actual God. And they changed the name for the day, or for the week, to the Sydney Opera House.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They should have changed the name of the bar to the Scott Mills Bar on Friday.
The amount of women
coming up to Scott. Honestly, I've never seen anything like it.
With the women?
Oh my gosh. It was literally every 5 seconds.
They weren't there for you? They weren't Charlie's Angels?
Not one person come up to me.
Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
They actually all believed that I was Scott security guard.
And you were playing up to that also.
You really did believe that I was Scott security. And they was asking me, is that right, ever get a picture of Scott?
Yeah.
And I was like, go on then, crack on.
Yeah. But did you have to take the photos as well?
No, it didn't get that bad.
Did that annoy you?
It was like, I felt sorry for him because it was a bit awkward.
There were a lot of ladies, weren't there?
There was a lot because there was a wedding. That's what it was.
There was a wedding of 300.
Yeah.
And
298 people asked for a picture of
Scott. In the bar. Yeah. And then the next day, one of those toddler and tiara beauty pageants were happening.
Was there?
Yeah, with like 8-year-olds in wigs and spray tans.
Yeah.
Straight out of Gypsy Wedding. It was brilliant.
I woke up to the sound of someone tap dancing outside my
window.
Exactly.
That's the kind of weekend it was. Anyway, real or no real, Hollywood became Hollywood for his holiness.
No real.
No, this is real.
How do you know?
I just know everything.
You don't, though?
No, I don't, but it sounded good for radio.
That one is real.
Told you.
Ow.
See? Ow! I don't know, curse!
Yes, curse! And at the end of that, real or no real?
It was quite low scoring. I scored 10, Charlie scored 20.
Ow! Yes! Yes!
Ow! But we had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Yeah.
That was good.
It's always fun.
So Charlie Slough is on BBC Radio 1 Extra. You're on in 4 minutes, so you better get a groove on.
4 minutes, all right. Thanks for that, guys. I better run.
Yeah, go. Well, you won't run.
I won't run.
I like a joke, but you're not going to run.
Roll.
No, wait, that was a bit fun. That was fattest.
No, you're fattest.
You're fattest. You're definitely
now,
fattest.
Just roll yourself to your studio.
I'm going. See you there, yeah?
Bye. Charlie Slough on Radio 1 Extra next. Tomorrow, Dan and Phil are back with more videos from Big Weekend backstage and our special guest at 1:30 live, Demi Lovato. Listen to Radio 1 tomorrow from 1 p.m. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.